Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
What's going on, guys? Today we are joined by Jess.
Jessa Kidding.
She is a, I would say, cosplayer.
I'm just a cosplayer slash model, more modeling right now, but yeah, just been doing it for like almost 10 years now, so. 10 years.
One of the biggest hits on my YouTube channel was this video called "Do Girls Like Guys Who Watch Anime?" Right, and
right.
For some reason, everybody just wanted to click on that because apparently they don't think girls like guys who are nerdy and into waifus and shit.
In the past, like, 5 years,
we have evolved as a whole community, and we're getting a little bit more mainstream now, which I fuck with.
Yeah,
right. I made that video 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and then within that the past 5 years, it's like, yo, it's so much widely accepted now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So I wanted to ask, in your dating history, have you dated guys who are into anime?
I did have a guy say "believe it" in bed, and I almost punched him.
Oh.
I was like, are you serious? It's like almost near the end. So it's almost like he wanted to come and say "believe it" at the same time, and it's I'm gonna believe it. I would say, probably recently, it's like I said, more gaming, but I did date a guy in the past who was like super weeb, otaku, had waifus, all that stuff, you know, super into that.
So he had, you know, he was the guy who had all the anime posters in his room.
That boy played Magic the Gathering, Pokemon cards, the waifus on the walls, the pillows, etc. He was the literal textbook definition.
Of a weeb.
Of a weeb, yes. Okay. Yes. But he was not the best, so it turned me off a little bit.
Let's go down the list.
So, like, obviously with a little social problems, you know, he's a little different. He had a hard time, like, talking to people and making, like, genuine conversation because people would feel like this is weird or, like, this is awkward. Or
he'd just, like, go into every conversation talking about anime or, like...
I mean, it's just, you know, he didn't really know how to follow up, if that made sense. Like, like there's social cues that most people follow, and he would just kind of... He missed the mark a lot when it came to conversations, and jokes would run on for way too long, and it just make people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So that was, like, my experience back then, but I think nowadays, like, I've noticed I have more positive experiences with men in the anime community.
Yeah.
Because, like, that was, gosh, like, 8 years ago?
Okay.
9 years ago?
Okay, that makes more sense.
So, you know, like, when they were first kind of emerging more into the cosplay community, they were a little different. But I feel like now it's a way different vibe.
Yeah, especially now, there's a lot more, I say, casual anime watchers, right? Where it's like, okay, they don't have the anime posters in the room, but they could, you know, talk about...
I think I'm casual a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But back then, I mean, when you initially met this guy, did you, like, step in his room and was like, wow? Or was it just...
It was like... strewn across everywhere. He didn't have the walls filled with it, you know, but it had that typical gamer smell. I don't know how to explain it. The anime guy smell. There's one kind of, we all know, anybody who's been to a cosplay convention kind of knows the smell. But now it's actually gender fluid, so it's actually guys and girls stink. So it's kind of it's perfect. It's a 50-50.
I recommend all genders, you know.
Please, wear deodorant.
Perfume, cologne,
something.
Scent.
Minimal effort. Even hand sanitizer. I'd rather you smell like alcohol than...
Sometimes both. Sometimes it's a mixture of just, you know, stenches from different...
I feel like that kind of comes with the social stuff, though, because you don't, you know, you're not used to going out.
Right.
So, you know, the social cues of, I guess, wearing deodorant and stuff doesn't really come through your mind. Because not gonna lie, when I'm at home, I'd be stinky. Yeah. I'm like, who am I trying to impress? First of all, I live here. Second of all, nobody else is here.
Yeah. So. And then the next day, they just pop out to an anime convention.
Exactly.
So now, right, when you meet a guy, how important is, like, you know, I guess shared interests? Because I'm guessing, you know, you're very into anime.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, like, yeah, for the most part, I have my passions.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, you cosplay, so it's like, how important is, you know, I guess anime?
I would say it's important to an extent, because it's nice when you actually meet someone who doesn't know too much about anime and you can introduce them all of your stuff and they get passionate about it too.
Right.
Because, you know, shared experiences are nice.
Yeah.
But it is, you gotta know some of it. Yeah. I can't just go in blind, because if you only watch like TBS and your favorite thing is Big Bang Theory.
That's a cartoon. You can't, TBS? Don't even go there. Don't even hit the TBS and the PBS.
I'm saying, if they watch the Big Bang Theory, we are not friends. I don't even like you. So I'm sorry.
What, you got something specifically against the Big Bang Theory?
I hate
What's wrong with Sheldon?
I hate Sheldon.
Sheldon Cooper is the homie.
It's a terrible show. But the people who do like it are generally people I don't get along with. So, and I've met plenty of big bangers. So I don't want to call them Big Bang Theories. So, shared interests, I do think it is important to have minimal, at least. You gotta have an introductory. So, like, if they haven't seen, let's say, like, Dragon Ball Z. You haven't seen one episode of Dragon Ball Z.
No, but here's the thing. Across the board, most guys, when they're, like, you know, around 8, 9 have probably seen a couple episodes of Dragon Ball.
You would be surprised.
No.
You would be very surprised. Lately, there is a flood of bros that have been coming in who actually don't watch anime, and they just go to the parties and stuff.
Really?
Yes. Very common now. So that's one thing that most people are probably looking out for, is we're asking you these questions, and we want to make sure you like these things legitimately.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just a normie and a fraud.
Right. I've seen plenty of them. But, I mean, it's fine to be a normie and go in and want to learn, but when you're just a normie trying to get some tail, then you're weird.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Please, elaborate. Tell me.
I mean, I've been to so many con parties. There was, like, Dragon Con. I'm sure you know Dragon Con. Uh-huh. They were just letting anybody go in there and go in the hotel party, and it's just all these random people.
Like, and what, frat bros?
Like, just legitimately, they looked like they just came out of the clubs.
Uh-huh.
Like, they still look like they had club attire on. I was like, okay. And they talk to you, and they just come up to you, and they just are complimenting you, and, you know, that's nice. So you ask them, you know, like, what do you watch? You know, like, are you excited for Dragon Con?
Right.
Nothing. They're like, oh, I don't know what that is. I just came in here. You just came in here? How did you even, first of all, how did you even get in? Second of all, why are you here?
Yeah.
And they're just there for tail. Like, that's legitimately it.
And I think shared, you know, knowledge about anime is pretty important. It's not a requirement.
No.
Right. But sometimes when I ask a girl, like, oh, have you seen anime? Mm-hmm. And they say, like, oh, I've seen Spirited Away. Oof.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, okay. I do like Spirited Away, but it's like, have you seen all the Ghibli movies?
Right.
But I think that anime in general is, like, important, at least for me, in terms of dating.
Yeah.
Because it's like weird if they, like, make fun of you for it too. I don't like that.
Oh.
They're like, I don't watch cartoons. It's like, okay.
I've had that. And that is a genuine turnoff if they actually, like,
super red flag,
start attacking you for your preferences. Like, yeah, hold on.
You're like, okay, if you attack me for, like, maybe I like a van, a minivan. Okay, yeah, I would attack me too. That's a little weird.
Wait, hold on.
I'm saying, like, I just went outlandish, but, you know, like, those type of things. Yeah. That's how weird it is to me to be so, like, judgmental or something so silly, you know?
Yeah.
So
personally, I think sometimes it's really dope if they have, like, a shared, like, genre that I'm into.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm really into, like, fucked up anime.
I don't like rom-coms, so.
No. No, shoujo. No, none of that slice of life isn't my cup of tea, you know?
Yeah. The closest I'll get is, like, it has to be super girly. Like, if you're gonna go and be girly, it has to be extreme. Like, Sailor Moon, Tokyo Mew Mew.
What, Sailor Moon isn't even, is it super girly?
Like, the main character is all about love and food. Like, literally, I mean, they have fighting, but.
Yeah,
but some of the fighting. Generally speaking, at the end of the day, it's a. Inuyasha could even be considered a rom-com.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit, man.
The amount of love interest in that is so silly.
Yeah, well, you know, who doesn't love Kagome, you know?
I mean, she's 14, it's kind of weird.
But... Wait, hold on, wait.
You mean Kikyo?
Can we fact check this?
My bad, my bad, my bad.
Wait, hold on, can we fact check this? Is she actually
lucky for you in season the new series? Oh, she is an adult and they have
no,
kids.
No, see that's so exactly
that's the one you meant. Right. We're not gonna My Dress Up Darling this, you're fine.
They are really drawing her. Oh man, that's the one pet peeve I have about anime, right? It's like sometimes the way that they draw some characters, it's like you'll make them at least
sussy.
18.
Sussy. Wait, very me? Sus. Me? No, the characters are sus. Yeah. The authors are sus. But anyways, yes, anime is very important. It's important to have a shared genre, I feel like.
Right.
Because like I said, if they can roll it up to you the rom-com, it's like, oh god, okay.
Yeah. It's like the personality types might not even be,
they might cry a lot. I feel like that's going to be a crier. I know it might be an emotional roller coaster. I don't know if I'm ready for all that.
Yeah. Maybe kind of, probably needy.
A little needy. Bit. Yeah. And that's preference. Some people really like that. I would be kind of annoyed by that, but that's a preference. It's a preference.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. But listen, if you into some,
if you're into murder, I might like you.
Oh.
Ah, yes. The murder animes. The murder animes. Case closed.
But if you're into, say, the Demon Slayers, Attack on Titans, the Code Geass, now you might exude some main character energy.
There you go.
Right? You might be your own man. You're independent, right?
Are you like...
What? Am I insinuating that I'm...
Yeah, are you insinuating? Yeah, okay. He's got main character energy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am.
I feel that.
That's why, like, Code Geass, I feel like, that's one of my favorite animes. Yeah, Code Geass, like, the main, Lelouch, right? He was, like, he sees himself as a fucking, as a king, as a god, right?
That's fine. It's good.
It's good.
You should worship yourself.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
And I think a lot of these animes give guys also, like, the confidence to be able to do things in their own life.
I think so. Yeah. Right? Especially lately. Like, My Hero had Deku coming out being the nerdiest nerd boy.
Yeah.
And then just total badass later on. Like, that's good. I feel like maybe that's where the dating stuff is coming into the con community, because these guys are watching these animes and they're like, I have the courage.
Right.
I can do this now.
Right. And it's like, now it's like the metaphor is like, oh, I'm going through my own training arc.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't like the villain arc because you usually do a lot of stupid stuff during that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you become toxic in the villain arc. You start ghosting people
rude arc. It's the rude arc is what it is.
Have you gone through your own villain arc?
I think I did after a bad breakup. Yeah, I was like, I hate all of you.
All men.
No, all the people I used to talk to. Also, most men are trash. We don't want to trigger anybody. Come
okay.
On. Yeah. Sheesh.
I appreciate that. As of recent, you date a lot of guys, I would say, that plays more video games, right? In the video game community, right, do you build rapport and attraction through, like, in-game or off-game? Like, are you guys playing a game together constantly and then you guys, like, start hanging out more?
Yeah.
Like, how does that usually happen?
It's usually, like, you drop your gamer tag and you just play games together. You can be with a group or whatever. Then it usually ends up like that. I mean, like, green flag is like when you're playing and they're not being toxic. That's great. That usually makes it easier to play with them.
Okay.
Because if you're toxic on a video game and you be shouting and stuff.
Start talking shit. Right. So can you tell, like what how a guy's demeanor is through just his voice, I guess, in the game?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If they're, like, going crazy and getting pissed at the game, it's kind of like,
what if I do something wrong? Does that happen a lot?
Oh, yeah. Guys get so mad. I was talking to this guy who was, like, super sweet, like, outside of the game.
Yeah.
But he would literally throw hissy fits while we were playing the game.
Really?
Yes. Like, he would get so upset that he wasn't the OP MVP kind of player. And
what,
I'm like,
what game was it, like, Valorant?
We were playing League, actually. Okay. And which League is also very hard to be, like, MVP. So
Yeah. It's a team fucking game.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, you're failing because maybe you're failing the team. I don't know. Not to be weird, but.
Yeah, you told him that?
As a support player, we have to deal with you all day. So. But I will say, like, yeah, like, those are red flags for me. If you can't handle a video game, what makes me think you can handle real life?
Right. It's like you lack the emotional control to be able to, like, sustain, relationships.
It's a game. You can just log off. Get off the game, dude. Like, it's like that, Like, if you can't learn to log off, then you're probably going to be terrible at arguments.
Yes. No, that's true.
That's a red flag for me, so.
Yeah.
Green flag is playing the game and understanding it's a team game. Or if it's a solo game, you don't throw your controller at freaking TV.
Right.
How did X do that before?
Throw
a controller at the TV and broke it. I was like, wow.
Is that the turning point of the relationship?
Oh, well, he went to Vegas to visit his family and I told him never come back. and I shipped his stuff back to him.
Oh, wow. You are a savage.
I'm not dealing with that. What if I was the TV? That's what I'm saying. You can stay there.
Yeah. But there is a lot of, like, red flags you've seen in gamers, right?
Oh, yeah. I have red flags myself sometimes.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I used to rage quit.
Yeah.
I would close out of League and then deal with the ban. I'm like, it's fine.
Is League your favorite?
Yeah. I've been playing Elden Ring, but, I mean, those are more, like, adventure-y kind of, I'm struggling and I hate this game, but I also love it. So, you know.
What about Valorant?
I suck at Valorant, so.
No first-person shooters?
I'm good at Call of Duty, but I cannot do Valorant for some reason.
Isn't that kind of the same shit?
No. I feel like the controls are a little bit different, and the way it looks to me is, like, it's just different, in my opinion, so. Uh-huh.
But you were killing it back on Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm usually, like, top three every game.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm good at that game. I will say I'm good at that game.
What's your go-to weapon?
I mean, I'm a run and gun. I'm a run and gun.
What SMG type of?
Yep. I can't do sniping. I don't get it.
Yeah. No, I can see that.
It's hard. I'd rather run around and make people mad because they can't catch me. So, but it's, in terms of red flags, those are red flags, green flags. You know, just being able to calmly handle a video game because it's a video game once again.
Yeah.
It's not really.
Now, have you ever gotten asked out in a video game?
Yeah, I have.
How'd that go down?
Oh, well, I wasn't into him, but. I wasn't into him, so it was kind of awkward, but I mean, like, I admire him for trying. I mean, like, he put himself out there. We played video games a lot together.
Was it in front of, like, the whole team?
Or? Oh, no. private Discord. Discord. Yeah. And I was just like, no, I'm going to have to kindly decline, but, you know, that's just how it is sometimes. But that is how some guys pick up girls, is on video games.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So usually it's like, they send you the private Discord link and then.
They're like, oh, you want to chat? We can chat on Discord. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I know where this goes.
I know where this is going. I'm like, I thought we were going to be a team. I thought we were going to make matches, man. We're going to do this. Then you did that.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I guess we'll never play again. It's fine. I mean, I've had long distance relationships. Mm-hmm. I've had three of them. So, but that's all from the con community. You start dating in the con community.
You do long distance relationships. Mm-hmm. You end up with long distance.
Right, because you end up meeting people from everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, that is one downside.
It is kind of cool, though, to go to these cons and meet people from, like, all different types of, like, cultures and backgrounds. Yeah. So what is your favorite anime?
I will say Fullmetal Alchemist is probably top.
What's your favorite husbando? Or, like, you know, I guess which anime character would you bang?
Oh my god, there's a laundry list.
Is there? Damn.
There used to not be, and all these new animes came out. I'm like, whoa,
Once Gojo came out, it's like, he's on the top. Bro, he had me.
He had the men in a lockhold, chokehold too. Like,
bro, and so the second he fucking took off his little bandana thing, I'm just like,
oh my god.
Your eyes.
I am so gay. I will say, like, probably... My classic husbando was Inuyasha. I'm a furry. Don't judge me. I will outwardly say Shadow the Hedgehog was attractive to me. Okay, anyways, going on.
What did you say? You just unlocked the beverage. Yeah, he was pretty. Yo, he was an alpha dog,
bro.
How
are you going to tell me? He ran around with a gun shooting aliens in his game. That's attractive.
Oh, man.
His sultry voice, but he's a freaking hedgehog. Like, what is this?
Bro, he was a fucking villain. And so, I don't know if you ever played Sonic Heroes.
Yeah, I love Sonic. Sonic Heroes. That's the name of the song.
Oh, man. Yeah, no. Anyways.
Yeah. Inuyasha was OG. And then I think now it's actually, I don't really like Seven Deadly Sins, but Bon can get it. He could get it. Yeah. 110%. That boy is so fine.
Yeah, a little sus with the fucking crap.
I like it. I could see everything. I'm like, great. I don't want nothing to the imagination. You continue on with yourself.
Yeah.
But I think that's probably, like, the two biggest husbandos. I think anyone who cosplays them is usually, like, Inuyasha, I like that. Yeah, I love Inuyasha, so. You have a husbando? Sorry, waifu.
Oh, well, I mean.
Apparently it's Gojo, but.
Yeah, it is Gojo. And then for wife, it's gotta be Yoko. It's gotta be Yoko from.
Yes.
Gurren Lagann.
She is so fine.
She is. And something about the outfit, man, is just...
Also, her attitude. She will slap the hell out of you.
Yes, but then she's also, like, quirky and cute.
She's very loving and motherly at the same time. I love her.
So, I like that.
She's also 16.
Yeah, in the beginning.
Shit. You know, I like her in episode...
High school is the dead.
At the end of the episode, or at the end of the season, she was a teacher, and I'm pretty sure if you age check that, She Hold at up. Least
18- aren't they aliens? They're not humans, are they? I don't think they're humans. What, they live on a different planet.
Gurren Lagann?
Yeah.
I mean, it says sex female.
Oh. Okay, so the next question is pretty raunchy.
Okay.
Which anime character you think is the best pussy?
Why just get all quiet? Probably, what's the mafia guy who literally simps for his wife and does everything for her? The stay-at-home husband?
The way of the household?
Can we get with a the tattooed mafia guy? Yep, he's an ex-mafia dude, and he's ex-Yakuza. He has to. There's no way. He loves her.
Oh, my God. This was an opinion. No, you got the correct answer. that is the answer.
I'm like, all these other boys, nah. That man, though, yeah.
That's what every girl wants. He a fuckboy, but he a like, stay-at-home mom.
He's stay-at-home mom. He'll cook for you, clean for you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly. He will be the one. No, that's the one.
No, this is what every girl wants. But then after they had like a year of that, they're like, no, I'm good.
What? Hell no.
You think you would want a guy like that for like a lifetime?
I think so.
I think after a while.
I tell him what to do and he does it.
You gonna pay the bills?
I don't know. Maybe.
How are you gonna pay the bills if you stay home?
I don't know. At this point, I've dated so many guys that don't feel like even paying for shit. I'm used to it.
What, really?
Yeah. Girl, everybody's like 50-50 lifestyle. And I'm like, okay, but it's more like 60-40 now. Now it's going 80-20. You know, I'm paying for everything.
Damn.
Yeah.
I used
to. Guys need to up their game. I'm not going to lie to you.
That's a big turnoff, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you can't pay for one dinner date, because I would happily pay. Yeah, but if you can't be bothered, I'm so sorry.
What if they do I know this is a kind of a tangent, but it's like they split the bill.
Okay, a lot of people do 50-50, but are they ever going to pay for one thing themselves with you? Like, for? Oof. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you start off 50-50, I already kind of know it might be a red flag. Because it's like, I would spend so much money on my partners,
and it's
not reciprocated. I'm not having that.
Here's what I realized. If, like, the vibe is great on the first date, and I think it's like, yo, like, I kind of like this girl. I see a second date, I'm paying.
That's what I'm saying. Like if I liked the guy probably maybe a little more than he liked me at first, mm-hmm. I'd be okay with paying. I think it's kind of a two-way street.
Right. But I feel like my younger self, give me like 2-3 years ago when I didn't have a girlfriend, I'd be like,
she would pay everything.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, listen, let me see what you're working with, you know?
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
But over the years, by just having a girlfriend, it just teaches you so much.
It sure does.
But I think paying for a meal, it just goes like such a long way.
Yeah. Like if we go to fucking like a... not even a fancy restaurant. Like, you don't have
Applebee's.
You don't have $30. You don't have $30 in your pocket right now. Okay, I'm asking you to pay because I want to make sure you have a job.
Yeah. That reminds me of kind of like Sukuna's tattoo too. Or like,
oh yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. He's also
pretty husbando.
Pretty.
I don't really like his personality, but I guess if you weren't looking at that,
right. A one night stand type of beat. Yeah.
I don't even do those. I'd be like, no. You're hot, and then I walk away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You've never done one, I think.
No, I don't like them. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm no judgment to anybody that does. I'm just not into it. Just not my thing, especially at a con. Hell no, you got me fucked up. No.
You don't like anything in between? Or, like, it's either one night stand or, like, full-on relationship?
No, I gotta date you. I won't even kiss you.
Wow.
I have to know you first.
Interesting.
It's just weird. It's like I'm very like demisexual is what they call it. So yes, like I find no sexual attraction really to anyone until I know them.
Oh.
I'm like, if you're a shitty person, I don't know that yet.
Yeah, but also I think too, just having an emotional connection, it just helps. Makes sex so much better.
I'm also older, like I'm almost 30, so you know, like that stuff sounded fun maybe 10 years ago, but even then I still was in committed relationships like my entire life, so
yeah.
Everybody's different, though.
Do you ever have a time in between the relationships where you were single for a while? Or?
Yeah, I was single for maybe like 6 or 7 months between one of them.
Uh-huh.
But it's just because I found it really hard to find other people attractive after that, you know? It's like, it's a lot. It's a lot, you know? And then, like, con community is, like, sort of pressuring sometimes.
Do you meet
to, like,
most of the people from cons or...
Shockingly enough, yeah, sometimes. But it's usually the conversations happen outside of the con. So, like, you meet them there, and then they follow up and, like, you know, message you back, that kind of thing. So, like, that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. That's how I met two of my exes now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's pretty normal.
That's probably that should be the go-to is, like...
talk to them first, and then, yeah, you know. And
follow up later on.
Like, yeah.
You want to go out for.
Yes. I honestly feel like going to the con party and then screwing someone there is kind of weird, because then you're going to see them at every con. And
yeah.
Because you know they're going to every con. It's not the same where you have a one-night stand on Tinder, and then you know they're not going to be at every con because they don't go to cons.
Right. Or, you know, you could.
It's tough. Those girls are emotional, let me tell you. It's drama. There's a lot of drama. So it's just like, it's a scary world. Scary world to jump into, because you will see them again.
It's a small community.
It's a very small community.
Unless you do an AX, then, you know, you got everybody.
And you only go to AX, and you'd never see them again, so.
Yeah. AX is fun. Know. But you go to some of the smaller niche cons, you will see them
again. Oh, yeah. Honestly, like, most people that are, like, really into cons go to almost every con they can go to, like fly to them or just be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
how long were you part of that community?
I'm still part of it. I just don't go to as many now. I was flying around for about 3 years,
3-4 years.
I actually stopped going to like a lot of the bigger cons just because I was like,
yeah,
I don't know. You just get tired of it. You have a little burnout. So, you know.
Every time you go, you know, it's 2 nights of hard drinking.
Oh, God.
And, like, throughout the con, too.
Yeah. I remember Hall Mat, I was done for. One of the days, I couldn't even get out of bed till, like, 4.
Damn.
I was like, damn, I missed the whole con. On Saturday, the best day.
Yeah, and then you got, like, the photo shoots lined up, too. Right?
Yeah, someone asked me, and I was like, no.
Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
How have you ever gotten creepy photographers?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And what's that been like the weirdest, creepiest encounter you've had with a photographer?
I had a photographer do a photo shoot with me and then kind of like follow me around for the rest of the day. Like we parted our ways, but I noticed he kept like walking around me.
Okay.
Or I keep seeing him in the same vicinity of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like not in areas where really a lot of people are anyways. So I was like, okay, why are you following me?
Hey, bro.
Well, he ended up getting called out for being a pedophile, or a weirdo. He was a pedophile / a weirdo, so I was like, okay, that's not surprising, considering how you were acting, so.
Yeah.
It's...
But what's, like, the protocol for, you know, if they want to be, you know, just come up and take pictures, it's just...
I mean, you say yeah. If they ask you to a secluded area, no. Unless I have my friends.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, there's a lot of people here, and I'm like, yeah, but you have Photoshop. If I can do it on my phone, you can do it on Photoshop. Please don't play with me. Like, So it's like, I just really think that in general protocol for women in general, like, don't just go with anybody that you meet. Don't just go and walk over and be like, yeah, I'm going to go alone with this weird guy that I just met who's vastly older than me.
Yeah. they're always old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, you never seen, like, a young 18-year-old.
I mean, I do sometimes, but you can't afford it at 18, I don't think. You see those cameras? They're like freaking $5,000, and they got a big ass lens on there, only to take some terrible pictures.
Have you ever done like a private photo shoot?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do photo shoots all the time. Uh-huh. Like, I do like lingerie shoots and cosplay shoots.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're reputable. They have name. You know, they're known by the people.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
I don't just do random photo shoots with random people.
Yeah. Okay. But there hasn't been a bad experience with those.
The ones with no. If there was, I would be flaming their ass all over the internet. They would get dragged so fast. So yeah, I think that's another thing, like with dating in the con community too. You have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I feel like a lot of guys would try to slide on girls by just being the photographer.
Oh yeah, it's a very common practice.
Yeah, because it's very like, all right, practice. Word, I'm already seeing her in something sexy. You know, mm-hmm. Like,
or let me get a photo, and then they grab your ass, and you're like, wow, okay, thanks for that. Smooth. So smooth.
Oh man.
Yeah, it's not uncommon. So.
Talk about approaching girls.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What's been the best? What's been the smoothest approach? What's been the not so smooth approach?
I think a smooth approach is usually to come up and like compliment their cosplay. Mm-hmm. If they're cosplaying, it's a really easy icebreaker.
Yeah.
Because then you already have a conversation.
Pickup lines? Yes or no?
No.
No pickup lines.
No, God no.
What if they're good?
I don't know if I've heard a good one. They're all cringe to me. Maybe some girls are into it. I'm like, okay, I'm not talking to you anymore. Is the whole relationship about to be like that? No. I'm already thinking about it. See, no, I'm 10 steps ahead. I would say like complimenting them is usually the best icebreaker. Don't be creepy about it.
Yeah.
You know, don't be like, your eyes are so amazing. I could just stare at them like, okay, Patrick, get out. But yeah, and then like the creepy ones are like, they'll come up and they'll be like, this is also mean too. I feel like it's demeaning to other women. They'll be like, you're the sexiest version of this character I've seen all day. Like, you are so good looking. Like, you are so hot. And it's just like, okay, where else is this going to go? Thanks. Bye. Mm. There's nothing to add. There's just nothing. Like, you've really done nothing for yourself in terms of approaching me.
So a good compliment. Hey, nice cosplay.
Hey, I like your cosplay. I really like this anime, you know? Like, yeah. I love that you're cosplaying from it. You know, what made you want to do it or what's your favorite, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's already a segue in itself, you know? Or, yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Or, the ghost who, what brings you to this convention?
What brings you here, Tips Fedora?
Do you go to conventions often?
I have had someone ask me that, though. And I'm like, this cosplay is like hundreds of dollars. Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you for that.
Oh, how much is your cosplay?
You could ask how long did it take you to build that? Like, yeah, if you're wearing armor, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, there's a lot of icebreakers. And if you can't do it, then it's like minimal effort. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I think it's actually harder for girls to approach guys at cons. Guys are not cosplaying. Half of them are not cosplaying.
Right.
What do we say to you?
Well, shit. Can I get your number?
Shit. He's that easy. Dang. Back to Tinder. Go on.
No. I think.
I know the cool one. You can be like, I like cosplay. And you're like, I'm not wearing one. But you're a main character, right?
He's like, oh, God. I did wear concealer today. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have my axe prepared today. Just for this.
Oh, God, axe. You know what? Just don't wear deodorant.
Chocolate axe.
That's
the best
one. Yum.
Oh God.
But yeah, how do you think a girl should approach a guy? Most of them, like I said, are not in cosplay.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think girls approach approach guys?
I think girls approach guys. I think it's just a matter of it's more casual than it is like. So yeah. Guys like blatantly hit on you.
Yes.
Where girls are more like just talking to you.
Yes.
So if you're wearing like an anime shirt, they might compliment that. Or you have cool tattoos.
Yes.
You know, it's usually casual. It's not like, I want to ride you.
Right.
It's like, they don't just come out and say that.
Right. But, you know, like, get you know, at night, maybe. Right? After hours.
At a club or something, you know.
Three shots in, you know, sit on my face.
That's a little different, you know? But the cosplay community, I don't know if they just drop that line.
You get some freaks at these
games. Really?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I will say yes. Yep, there's no way they're dressing up and don't roleplay in bed, please.
Have you ever?
Yeah, I have. I'm not ashamed of it.
What do you think is the spiciest cosplay that you've ever roleplayed in bed?
I had Black Cat from Spider-Man, and I got the zipper on the crotch. So, awesome. I knew what I was doing.
Oh, that's fire. First of all.
Yeah.
You know, that...
I know.
You had the guy cosplay too?
No, I don't know. I wanted me to be Black Cat. I just told him to just be himself.
Okay.
Should have been Batman.
Batman? Makes no sense. But okay.
I just think the black on black and like the
stealth. No, it'd be kind of hot.
He
got to
talk like Batman too. Let me give you this.
No,
stick.
He got Zoe Kravitz right now. Trying to.
How you like this dick?
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm about to.
It's like, do you need an inhaler? But yeah, I think they are a little freaky.
No, that was kind of funny. The guy can't do the cosplay. Oh shit! Yeah, I've done Spike and
Faye.
Yeah.
Like role played?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
A little Halloween session. Yeah.
Halloween session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty spicy. They're a spicy duo.
Oh yeah. You know, that one scene where she had the handcuff, like that one.
So fine.
I sent it to her. I was like, what you think?
This one.
What you think?
Do that. I did have a guy say, believe it, in bed, and I almost punched him.
Oh.
I was like, are you serious?
Really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, this is funny to you.
I made you come. Believe it.
This is a joke, right?
I'm going to make you come. Believe it.
Tatamayo. Like, oh, cringe. Yeah, I had that happen. I was like,
Wait, did he do the Naruto voice too? No.
No, I mean, he said it like obviously higher pitched than his own, but it was still cringe as hell. I was like, I'm actually going to pass away.
Wait, at what point in the sex session? Was it like,
It's like almost near the end. So it's almost like he wanted to come and say, believe it at the same time. And it's I'm gonna believe it. I'm like, that's your ending line? Okay. Yeah. So, you know, anime, it's part of that step too. So.
Yeah, it is. It is.
If you were an anime, what would be your like orgasms, like catchphrase?
A girl's we don't need a catchphrase. It'd just be the girls in Food Wars.
Oh, yeah, episode one of Food Wars.
That's exactly. They don't need noise. They don't need a catch line. Yeah, no.
They need sound effects.
That's all they need. Sparkles. The sparkles, all that. That's actually hilarious. Yeah. No, it's funny. Like, cosplayers and their sex life definitely intermingles.
It absolutely does.
Like, when you're cosplaying and you're with your partner, they're like, send me a sexy picture. And then you're going to do a canon pose because you're like, oh, okay, because they watch Xanoi, you know.
So we got another popular series on my channel is we do this thing called Guess the Anime Opening.
Oh my god, I'm not good at this. The game opening? Yeah.
No, you have the this other quiz.
Guess the plot.
Oh god.
Guess the anime plot.
How much money do I win?
How much money do you win?
Yeah, which door does it open? Do I get a new car?
You get a $2 coupon to Naruto Ramen.
Alright, ready?
Yes.
First question. A child raises a pocket monster and trains it to fight other monsters. Okay. In this show, the main character and his monster travel the land, hoping to improve their skills and eventually become the grand champion.
I mean, it's Pokemon, but it could have been Digimon too at the same time.
Yes.
Yes.
Depending on where you grew up.
Yes, it was.
What you grew up on.
I agree.
It wasn't an anime, but
it is an anime. Actually, it's just a children's anime.
This one's short. In a story of a dog half demon who is constantly after a jewel of immense power.
Oh, okay. Inuyasha?
Yeah.
Didn't I just talk about Inuyasha?
Yeah.
You lose it, bro.
Wait. Oh, this was a competition?
Oh, this is a competition? Yeah. Oh, I'm already buzzing you in, bro. I cut him off. I was like, nah, I already know.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. That was a warm-up. Yeah. Let's restart that. Hold on.
Sure.
I'll make the noise. I'll just say buzz really loud.
All right. A first-year high school student who dreams of becoming a doll craftsman. One day during his first semester, his popular classmate sees him making a doll costume in a school sewing room.
I'm pretty sure that's My Dress Up Darling.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Alright. Two science brothers who are searching for their certain rocks so they can get their
bodies. Oh, Full Metal Alchemist.
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna let him have this one.
Excuse me?
The moment you said two brothers, I was like, I already know.
That's half a point.
Okay, fine. No, don't give me this, alright? Like, fucking, this is...
A young man who seeks recognition from his peers and dreams of becoming
My Hero Academia.
The leader of his village.
Naruto.
Oh yeah, I was like, he said, wait a minute.
Oh, was that 2-3? Yeah. Sorry, I ain't gonna lie, you're gonna lose the rest of these, Jimmy.
Uh oh. Are they not mainstream?
Test me.
Uh oh.
A seemingly normal life of a high school student changes drastically when she meets a wild bunny girl.
Bunny Girl Senpai?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you knew that.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a waifu. It's kind of...
Yeah.
The magical action adventures of a teenage girl who learns her...
Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Can we skip
It could have been Cardcaptor, Sailor Moon, Tokyo Mew Mew.
Can we skip past this...
The rom-coms?
The series of animes. It's anime. We're on a farm.
children. What's it called? Can't remember right now. Children or something.
Answer?
Yeah, answer for me. You know what I'm talking about. Children, something.
We're on a farm. That's all I said.
I know it.
Children.
Promise Neverland.
There you go. That's all you need is you
Damn,
need a couple
we
words.
We are fucking weaved. Both of you are fucking like.
Like instantly, we're like, I know what it is.
I just said a location. How the fuck?
This is about a man in a suit traveling through space.
What? Cowboy Bebop?
Yep.
What the fuck?
You just did a nasty to that and you couldn't even think of it?
How you? A suit. I'm picturing like a space suit.
There's not
suit.
Many characters that wear suits,
I'm picturing
suits,
like one part, like a superhero suit.
He's all, brain blast!
Alright, this one, how about this one? A mega anime that starts with an N.
Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Yeah.
No, you got it. If there was a trophy, fucking
you are getting smoked.
Alright.
Almost every character in this anime wears orange jumpsuits.
Orange jumpsuits. Oh,
orange
oh, prison
is the
school.
New black.
Is it prison school?
No.
Oh, they don't wear orange jumpsuits in that. They wear this.
And they fight a lot.
Orange jumpsuits and they fight
and
a lot.
Search for balls.
Dragon Ball Z? Yeah. Oh wait, those aren't jumpsuits though. They're what are they called? The kung fu set, whatever they're called.
No, see, this was never a competition. This was just
our knowledge.
Yeah.
Now you're learning. Now he has a laundry list of anime he has to watch. I didn't really learn anything,
to be honest. I just got embarrassed.
Annihilated.
Yeah.
How about you guys go back to back animes?
Back to back animes.
Animes.
Just that we straight can think of? Okay.
I'm not good at this. I get scared.
Any anime.
Oh, any anime? Any anime. Okay. Bunny Girl Senpai. All
right. I said, all right, Erased.
Tokyo Ghoul.
Promised Neverland.
Parasite.
Jujutsu Kaisen.
Dory.
Demon Slayer.
Maki.
Naruto.
Oh my god, My Hero.
Steins Gate.
Fully Cooly.
Fullmetal Alchemist.
Paranoia Agent.
Another.
Another?
Yeah.
Okay, Evangelion.
Naruto Shippuden.
What is it?
Naruto Shippuden.
Kill la Kill.
Faster. Akami ga Kill.
Darling in the Franks.
Shit. Code Geass.
Oh my god. All My Goddess.
Mirai Nikki.
What?
Mirai Nikki.
What is that?
Future Diary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh jeez. Oh god, I'm gonna fail. I can't think of anything. You win. I'm not good on the spot. I get scared. I'm like, I forgot my memory.
Good match.
Yes.
Good. You know, clearly, you know, we can see who the bigger weeb is now.
Yeah, so whoever won that one won everything.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
That's how the game works around here.
I could just be a bad tester.
Right, hopefully you guys, you know, learn from this and be less down bad next time you go to an anime convention.
Right. Yeah. Don't be so sweaty, man. It's okay.
it's fine, you know? Go up to her, compliment her on cosplay. Don't be creepy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fucking take out the camera and start following.
Don't be a stalker.
Yeah.
And don't say believe it in bed. Please don't.
No, don't.
Yeah, actually, I like that one. Follow Jess on everything. Link down below. Thank you guys for watching. Peace.